Thanks, Vic. Well, Joe, with all the hard work that's been going on the field and within the classroom, just tell us, what's it been like preparing for these Chiefs?
It's been fun, you know, especially we're going against Brady Quinn and Bo, and then when they're running back Charles. I mean, we look ahead to a challenge, and we just feel like that if we come out and play like we should be win three in a row.
Let's look at this wide receiver core. What jumps out to you throughout all the film study?
I say Bo for sure. I mean, he's big, physical, strong, has really, really good hands, and he's just a really talented top-level receiver that we definitely had to make sure we give him some attention.
And you face a dynamic running back in Jamaal Charles, who's on pace to have 1,100 rushing yards this season. What's it going to take to contain him?
It's going to take a lot. It's going to take a little bit of everybody. Secondary, definitely helping in the run, setting edges, safeties coming up. If he ends up breaking the tackle, stopping it from being a 30-yard gain to about a 10, 11-yard gain. He's going to get his, definitely, because he's a really, really talented running back. But just make sure every play that we are up there ready to hit, ready to just tackle, wrap, and just pursuit to the ball. He breaks a lot of tackles, and he's really, really fast. So basically, we just got to make sure everybody gets around the ball and just all heads to the football.
With the team coming off two wins back-to-back, what's been the overall theme within the locker room?
Keep this feeling, you know what I'm saying? Just keep this feeling going. Nobody wants to feel how we do after we lose. So just the two in a row, just been two great weeks, man. Just two great weeks of everybody. Everything doesn't go right. It definitely doesn't. But just overcoming at the end games. Like when bad stuff start to happen, just people stopping the bleeding and getting a good play, then getting another good play. So basically we just working hard and just trying to keep this feeling going and making sure we could get three in a row.
I spoke to Sheldon last week, and he said playing out there on that island, you could be a hero or you could be a zero. And with him coming up with two consecutive interceptions and the Browns offense capitalizing off of those, what does it mean to you when things look like the momentum was changing out there on the field and all of a sudden you guys just come up with a huge play?
Man, that's the thing that we need, and that's the thing that's been changing, because at the beginning of the season, we'll be down, or we'll be really close, we'll be up by three, or we'll be down by three, and it just tanks. Everybody just kind of like lightweight shuts down a little bit, but you can tell by the last couple games, if the other team is pushing, we just, boom, stop it. Somebody scores, or somebody gets a pick, somebody gets a strip. So it's just we're fighting now when we realize that at the end of the game, we're going to be the team to make the play and not them.
Overall, how excited are guys just to get out there and compete this coming Sunday?
Oh, really excited, man. Like I said, the feeling that we have from winning is just you can't buy it. You can't put your finger on it. So that feeling is what we want and what we're striving for. So everybody's just so excited and ready to do it again.
Joe, thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.